Welcome to your five for the day. For a few years, my wife has been dithering over whether or not to paint our hallway and landing. If you knew my wife, you know she never makes up her mind very quickly. Consequently, we have had paint charts around the house once again, as yet once more she tries to make up her mind. Why these firms invent so many shades is a mystery to me, as it only makes a difficult choice almost impossible to make. I must mention, I am hopeless when it comes to colour. My contribution is to mutter whether I agree or disagree with my wife's choice. Imagine my surprise a while ago when glancing at one of these charts to see in large letters the caption, "Let there be light." As I looked at it, I realised it was an encouragement to prospective customers to brighten up their homes with one of their paints. Yet as I thought further, I said to myself, I wonder if the paint firm is aware that this is a quotation from the Bible. And if so, would they know where it occurs? You may or may not know where this quotation occurs. So let me point out to you that it comes from Genesis, the first book in the Bible, chapter 1 and verse 3. It is part of the chapter that gives the biblical account of creation, a teaching that is largely maligned, ignored, or even laughed at by many. Yet if you think about it, where would we be if there was no light? The sun is our provider, just the right distance from us, just the necessary amount of light to activate so much else in our world and in our lives. Surely any rational person would acknowledge that all this didn't just happen or pop up out of nowhere. We would be well advised to acknowledge the design purposes of a mighty Creator God. Jesus took up this theme when he said of himself, "I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." He also said that light is come into the world, but men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds are evil. What greater confirmation of this sad truth do we need today than to survey this tragic world in which we live, when so much harm and evil is being practiced, and often under the cover of darkness? A song I used to sing when in Sunday school had the words, "Come to the light, it's shining for you." Jesus wants the best for us, and he wants us to walk in the light as he is in the light. He wants us, in this tragic, sin-blighted world, to walk a wholesome pathway with him at the helm. If we trust him as our Saviour, if we invite him into our lives, then that sinful nature which draws us into the dark ways of this world will no longer dominate. We will have the God-given power to reject the dark ways and walk with him in the light. Darkness causes uncertainty. Darkness can be accompanied by fear. Darkness is when we can feel under threat. How much better then to embrace the Saviour, the light of the world, and walk with him day by day. With him, perfect love casts out fear. With him, we can walk and fear no evil, for he is with us. With him, we know what lies before us, for we know we are on the upward road, which certainly leads to heaven. So today, don't rely on the painter's sample card. Trust the God who said, "Let there be light," and his Son, who is the light of the world, and know that your way is clear. Know that one day you will be in that eternal light, that eternal destination, where he will be the eternal source of glorious light. Thank you for joining us on Five for the Day.